Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha
Fenton. What do you think about when that buzzer's out? Coming out?
The Red Sox today acquired first baseman Adrian Gonzalez from the San Diego Padres.
Adrian Gonzalez may not be a boxer, but he sure is a slugger. And now the former San Diego Padre is going to be knocking out stitched leather at Fenway Park. At Fenway today, the Red Sox announced that Gonzalez had been added to the team's roster. WBUR's Jeremy Bernfeld was there, and he's here to explain what this all means. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Sasha.
So, Jeremy, on Saturday, I was at Haymarket getting produce, and one of the produce guys was hollering about this guy named Gonzalez. And later the same day, I'm at a bike shop getting a tune-up, and the mailman comes in and starts hollering about Gonzalez. So, obviously, Boston is excited about this.
As they should be, I would say. The Red Sox definitely got their guy. There's very few players who can match up statistically with Adrian Gonzalez. He's been one of the top hitters in the game over the last, say, 3 or 4 years. He's only 28, so I think he's in the prime of his career. And he's been playing in a park that is historically unfriendly to hitters.
This is San Diego.
This is in San Diego, Petco Park. He's been playing there with no support around him, so people are kind of drooling as to what he could accomplish at Fenway, surrounded by the other Red Sox players.
So when you say no support around him in San Diego, you mean he hasn't had the sort of the might that he now gets from his teammates at the Sox.
Exactly. He'll see better pitches to hit because pitchers are worried about people coming up behind him. He'll have men on base, so pitchers aren't going to want to walk him. He's going to have actual fans who actually come to the ballpark, which is unheard of in San Diego almost. So he sounds very excited to be here, and I think Red Sox fans are excited to have him.
What do we know so far about the details in terms of how many years and how much money?
Well, that still has to be worked out. The Red Sox say that they've kind of come to an understanding with Adrian Gonzalez and his agent and his camp, but that they're not going to sign an extension until after opening day. You know, there's some speculation that they've really got a good framework worked out because the Red Sox did give up a pretty penny to get Gonzalez in Boston. They wouldn't want him to give up that ransom for just 1 year. But they say they're going to work out the actual extension after opening day.
And the dollar figures?
It's going to be over $160 million, probably 7 or 8 years.
So a lot of money. We're talking $20 million a year for the next 8 years. How does that rank in terms of what the Sox pay other players?
He'll be the highest paid player on the Sox.
And the Sox, in addition to paying a good penny for him, have given up quite a bit for him.
Yeah, that's right. They've already, in fact, paid for him. They've given up three very highly regarded prospects, and there's also a player to be named later that will be worked out in the coming months.
These are farm team prospects who we thought were coming to the Sox and now have been given to somebody else.
Exactly. They include AAA pitcher, who used to be a shortstop, but he's been converted to a right-handed pitcher, Casey Kelly. And there's a lot of buzz around Casey Kelly. Scouts kind of think he'll be a very good pitcher in the future.
So far, is the fan feedback that they trust what management has done and they don't think we've given too much away for just one person?
I think you have to pay a lot to get a lot. So I think fans understand that. You know, I think we kept Jose Iglesias, who's supposedly the shortstop of the future. So I think fans are happy about that. And I think this is the way baseball works. You know, the Padres have a great player. They can't afford him. So the Red Sox can. So they want to trade for him. But they have to give up some quality prospects in return that can restock the Padres farm team and hopefully work out for them as well.
Jeremy, what do we know about Gonzalez personally? You mentioned he's in his late 20s. I read that he's married. What else do we know? Anything?
Supposedly, he's an all-around good guy. He's very involved in the community. He and his wife, Betsy, have a foundation that I think they're going to bring to Boston as well.
As many professional athletes do.
Sure. He's a Mexican-American, and there's a big Mexican-American population in San Diego. And so he's a San Diego guy. He's seen as a really in touch with his roots in San Diego and really a fan favorite.
So Red Sox management and Red Sox fans seem excited for the most part. Do we know how Adrian Gonzalez himself feels about coming from San Diego to Boston?
Well, Adrian Gonzalez, he's from San Diego. He's playing for his hometown team, the San Diego Padres. But he sounds really excited that he came to Boston. And this is what he said at the press conference today.
My whole dream as a kid was to play in the major leagues and be a Padre. My second dream was to be a Red Sox.
Now, Jeremy, couldn't we interpret that two ways, which is his number one dream was to be a Padre. He's having to leave. Or is this one kid gets both his major dreams realized?
Well, of course, you can interpret it any way you want. But he said to all the reporters there that when he was growing up, he, of course, being from San Diego, liked the Padres. But he said he also picked an American League team, and that was the Red Sox, because Red Sox slugger and legend Ted Williams is from San Diego, you know, and he was tearing up the league as a Red Sox player, became a legend with the Red Sox. So he maintains that he's always been a Red Sox fan, and he's really excited to be here.
And he was rhapsodizing about Ted Williams today, wasn't he?
He was. He talked a lot about Ted Williams. There's a lot of similarities. They're both, you know, great hitters. They're both left-handed players, and Ted Williams, he liked to pull the ball to the short porch in right field. Adrian Gonzalez likes to hit the ball off his field, and he's going to hit the Green Monster. So there was some debate over what Ted would say to Adrian. He might tell him to pull the ball a little bit more, but Adrian's pretty confident that he can get it done here with Fenway Park.
So, Jeremy, based on what you heard today at the press conference, what do you think it means for the Red Sox that they now have Adrian Gonzalez on the team?
Well, I think Red Sox fans have to be excited that management has really put the team in a position to challenge for the World Series. They've been building up the pitching staff. They have young pitchers like John Lester. He's one of the top in the game. Clay Buchholz is coming up as well. So if Terry Francona can coax comeback years out of Josh Beckett and John Lackey, then I think with the addition of Adrian Gonzalez, the lineup is also stacked as well. So you have to say that, pending injuries, of course, that they're on the short list of World Series favorites.
Pretty bold. Jeremy Bernfeld, thanks very much, and we may check back with you next spring and see if your predictions are holding up.
All right. Thanks, Sasha.
That's WBUR.org's Jeremy Bernfeld.